KX93.5 is joined by Caroline Bruderer, host of Caroline's Cause Corner, once a week to talk to a local nonprofit leader or person doing good in our community. Caroline, who do we have this morning?
Hi. Today we have Miss Lorraine Martin, who is a local mom and activist, and we are going to talk to her today about an amazing trip that she took with her family to Africa for elephant conservation. Good morning. Hi. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm great. Thank you, Caroline, for having me today.
I'm really excited to have this conversation with you, especially in light of the recent big game killing news that's been going on. It's just horrific. And so let's dive right in. Let's talk about your trip to Africa with your family.
Perfect. I would love to discuss this just because of, you know, the light of Cecil being killed, in July. You know, this brings light to what's happening in Africa and killing of the wild animals, and specifically elephants. And I hope this brings attention to more of the poaching that's occurring over in Africa, and that includes the elephants, rhinos, and all the other animals. So we decided to go on a trip to Africa in February, and part of that was to be a part of Save the Elephants and work with and experience Save the Elephants with Ian Hamilton Douglas, the biggest elephant conservationist over in Africa, and I feel lucky that we were able to do that. We took our children over there.
Right.
You know, we debated on taking the children because it was risky at that time with terrorism and Al-Shabaab, and we went to Kenya. But we figured that, you know what, the benefit for our children to experience Africa and see the elephants in the wild, you know, was worth it to take that risk.
Right. And so tell me about tell the listeners about what your experience was like.
So our experience was pretty phenomenal. We had, you know, there was five of us that traveled over to Africa and actually got to meet my sister and her husband and her two children as well. And so we took on an elephant safari. And the trip, you know, it was great for three young children. I have a six-year-old, and I have an eight-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Right.
And it was an easy trip over to Nairobi.
Uh-huh.
And so from there, we were in Nairobi, and then we went out to Samburu National Reserve, where we actually got to visit Save the Elephants and Ian Hamilton Douglas, there to look at their work that they're doing to protect these beautiful animals. And with that, we also stayed at Elephant Watch Camp, which is part of Save the Elephants, and get to we were able to experience kind of the ecotourism kind of approach to Africa and safaris.
Right. They depend on the animals for their tourism. And you have some statistics to share about how many elephants are being killed in the wild.
I sure do. And I think this is really important for our listeners to understand that, you know, poaching's going on every day. Last year, 30,000 elephants were illegally poached for their ivory. One elephant is approximately poached every 20 minutes. So if you put that in context, that's pretty remarkable.
That's amazing. It's horrible, you know, but I mean, that's what's going on.
It's what's going on. And 100,000 elephants have been killed in just 3 years. So if you think about this, you know, there's some say that in 10 years, it's possible that the elephant will be extinct. And what does that mean to you and I? And what does that mean to our children?
Right. Right. And the people of Africa.
And the people of Africa. I mean, they depend on tourism. And if these animals aren't there, how does Africa and tourism sustain?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to protect these animals like Cecil, the elephants, rhinos, all of this, because this is what helps Africa survive.
Yeah, I suppose the only silver lining to this horrible death of this poor lion is it brought awareness to the public that these big game people, killers, I guess, are out there, and they're really depleting our resources of our animals.
And that, along with, you know, just the ivory demand on these elephants, you know, to turn tusks into trinkets, to bracelets, and all of that. And that's, you know, it's really sickening, actually, if you start to think about it. And I think the only solution that we have is we need to make everyone aware that it's not just Cecil, it's elephants, everything else. But in order, you know, the solution is to reduce poaching, reduce the demand for ivory, reduce the demand for having a wildcat head on your wall.
Right.
And we got to stop the trafficking of ivory and the demand. And, you know, a lot of this, you know, the killing of the elephants, you know, the money goes to terrorism. They've tracked it to, you know, help fund terrorism with guns and et cetera. And I think everyone just, you know, in the U.S., we need to become aware and become part of, you know, save the elephants and saving these wild animals.
Larae Martin, thank you so much for being on Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.